Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
That's Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back from the way, way back machine. Quick break. Not quick break. Thank you for being here. We're already here. We just out of a break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. I encourage you to do the same. I'm glad you're here. It's 17 to the hour. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gordon Chang is here. Gordon's a six-year member of our Brain Trust, author of The Coming Collapse of China, also Nuclear Showdown, The North Korea Takes on the World. Gordon, thanks again for being here. We're talking about, in the previous segment, we talked about the potential positive impact that the Mueller report could have on the negotiators, with the negotiators of the U.S., on their work with China, which is literally going on as we speak, isn't it, Gordon?
Right. You have the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer in Beijing for this week's talks, and that will be mirrored by the Chinese Trade Representative, the Vice Premier Le He, coming to Washington. They say the first week of April. I think that that's going to be postponed, but nonetheless, there is this regular exchange of visits.
So this regular exchange would make it sound like almost, I don't want to get out over our skis too much here. I kick our coverage to mix my sports metaphors, Gordon. But it almost seems like with this kind of just process back and forth that we're way beyond the concept of trade negotiation. We're now dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Am I wrong? If I kick my coverage there?
Well, I think that the people say we're close, that there were 2 weeks to a deal. But that deal is not going to cover some very critical issues, largely because the Chinese have been obstinate on that, from what we can tell. There's going to be, you know, maybe some promises that the Chinese will make on structural issues, but there's no way.
Like what? What's the structural issue?
It would be, for instance, subsidies to state enterprises, and
yep,
even the whole system of state enterprises itself. The Made in China 2025 initiative, which the Chinese say no longer exists, but clearly there is still this emphasis on dominating 11 critical sectors of technology. There is all of these things that go really to the heart of the Chinese system, which need to be covered. But whatever promises the Chinese make on that, they're going to dishonor. And we know that because they
right.
dishonor.
Right. We know that they're not trustworthy.
Absolutely.
So why would we settle for promises? Is the Trump administration? We've seen him walk away. We know President Trump knows how to walk away. He's the ultimate negotiator, and he's right, Gordon. I mean, I tell people all the time when I talk about negotiating on the show, you'll never know what kind of a deal you can get negotiating if you're not prepared to walk away at some point. And so we've seen him do it. But now some people say he wants to steal so bad he might violate that. What do you think?
I really don't know. Of course, I worry about him caving into the Chinese. But, you know, we shouldn't criticize him for something he has not done. And as you say, he walked away. He knows how to do it. He walked away from Kim Jong-un at the Hanoi summit.
Yep.
Clearly, people were saying before then that he was going to give in and accept a bad deal from the North Koreans. He didn't do that. So, you know, we got to keep our fingers crossed. But nonetheless, I think President Trump can actually end up with good trade relations with China.
Here's,
in my view, good trade relations are getting what we want, which means
right.
no deal, which means keeping the tariffs in place, starting to ban their imports of counterfeit
yep.
goods.
Yep.
Lots of things that we can do and we should do.
Well, and the thing is, this is why I think the Mueller report is so important. By getting that off of the administration's back, then I feel like he could have a it wouldn't be a miss or a loss if he walked away. It would just look like this is part of the negotiations, and I think that he's got the critical mass behind him in these negotiations to walk away from China and bring them back to the table. What do you think? I wouldn't bother me if he did it.
Yeah, I think that we've got almost all of the leverage when you look at objective factors, and with the Mueller victory, that is important. The thing I worry about is whenever you get the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, in a room with Chinese officials, the U.S. Republic is not safe.
Really? And that's why you said it. You don't trust him.
Because he's willing to accept any slop that the Chinese give him, and it's very good that Lighthizer, the trade representative, is there.
Because he's a hawk, isn't he?
Lighthizer's a hawk, as they say. The way I would put it, though, is that he insists not accepting, cynical Chinese promises. And so Lighthizer, I think, is the one who can actually make sure that we get a good arrangement of whatever kind going forward. Mnuchin would just agree to whatever the Chinese want.
That's interesting that you say that. I'd not heard anybody say that before. Did we just lose an important player? I was reading that we just lost an important trade negotiator.
I hadn't heard that.
There's somebody. I can't remember his name. I thought maybe you might know, but it was somebody that was not a Lighthizer level, but maybe an assistant to Lighthizer. That we'd lost. But anyway, very interesting. Folks, as the Chinese curse goes, we are living in interesting times. And I believe, Gordon, we're living in historic times in terms of relationships with America and China that could extend to the rest of the century. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how all this impacts the U.S.-North Korea negotiations. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.